Hello, and welcome to Five Things to Know About Candide from the Atlanta Opera Podcast. My name is Allison Moritz, and I'm the stage director for the Atlanta Opera's production of Candide, and I am thrilled to share five facts about the setting for this beloved Bernstein operetta. Let's begin. One, the operetta is based on Voltaire's satire, Candide, or Optimism. The novella was first written in 1759, and nearly two centuries later, the author Lillian Hellman thought that its parody of Enlightenment philosophy and politics would be a fitting parallel to mid-century American McCarthyism and the investigation of the House of Un-American Activities Committee, otherwise known as WAC. While Voltaire's novella is quite short, it takes us around the world and back at a breakneck speed and introduces many characters. Candide was originally banned upon publication, but it's now considered Voltaire's magnum opus, hiding its sharp wit under a veil of humor and naivete. Two, although Lillian Hellman introduced Bernstein to the idea of bringing Candide to the stage, it ultimately took many more authors to make Candide a success. From the very beginning, Hellman and Bernstein had different hopes for the collaboration. Hellman initially proposed it as a follow-up to their previous project, a play with music called The Lark. However, Bernstein conceived of the show more as a comic operetta, and Hellman was ultimately displeased when several of the political and controversial scenes were softened for the show's opening night tryout in Boston. In the end, it took many authors contributing text to get Candide to the stage, including John Latouche, Richard Wilbur, Dorothy Parker, Stephen Sondheim, and even Bernstein himself. Three, like a few other incredibly famous operas, Candide was not a success on opening night. Much like Puccini's Madama Butterfly, Candide received mixed reviews at first, which was especially painful to the composer, given that Bernstein was working on it simultaneously with the hugely successful West Side Story. This led to a series of intense revisions, including a London version in 1958 and a Los Angeles version in 1971, in which the musical number Words, Words, Words was added. But the most radical revision was the so-called Chelsea version, created by Hal Prince and Hugh Wheeler in 1971. This version upset Lillian Hellman so much that she withdrew her work on the show, even though this iteration eventually played on Broadway to great acclaim. Later revisions to the score included larger orchestrations for opera houses. Atlanta Opera's performing version of the opera combines elements from John Caird's dialogue version with opera house orchestrations, hopefully resulting in the best of all possible Candides. Four, Bernstein conceived of Candide as a comic operetta and even called it America's Valentine to European music. He uses a pastiche of musical languages to guide us on a world tour, and many of the so-called destinations will be familiar to opera goers. Most famously, Cunegonde's show-stopping aria, Glitter and Be Gay, is a parody of Marguerite's jewel song from Gounod's Faust. Candide's aria, Nothing More Than This, echoes a moment in Act Three of Verdi's La Traviata. And the entire show, in which characters take on multiple disguises and themes return again and again in different comic or even surreal iterations, is highly evocative of Jacques Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. Five, if I could perhaps give you one little Easter egg or something to look for on stage, it might be to look for the color red. In Voltaire's original novella, the red sheep from El Dorado symbolized Candide's optimism, at times lost and then regained. Here we have the signature red sheep, as well as a red delicious apple that symbolizes forbidden knowledge and is also an homage to one of Voltaire's own inspirations, Sir Isaac Newton. This has been Five Things to Know About Candide. I'm your host, Allison Moritz. If you enjoyed learning more about this opera and this production, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.